This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I love what Max Lucado says about confession of sin. Confession does for the soul what preparing the land does for the field. Before the farmer sows the seed, he works the acreage, removing the rocks and pulling the stumps. He knows that seed grows better if the land is prepared. Confession is the act of inviting God to walk the acreage of your heart. There's a rock of greed over there. Father, I can't budge it. And that tree of guilt near the fence, the roots are long and deep. And may I show you some dry soil, Lord, too crusty for seed? God's seed grows better if the soil of the heart is cleared. Confession invites the Father to work the soil of the soul. Wow. Confession invites the Father to work the soil of the soul. Confession, let me tell you what confession is. It's not just admitting, yeah, I'm guilty. Confession is acknowledging you've wounded the Father. You know, if you've ever had somebody sin against you, this could be very personal, very, very private for some people. Somebody sinned against you. You didn't want them to just acknowledge their wrongdoing. You wanted them to say, I acknowledge that I hurt you. I acknowledge that I wounded you. And I hurt your spirit by what I did. And that's what the Father wants. He wants us to say, Lord, against you and you only have I done this evil in your sight. And that's a powerful moment, a holy moment, as I said earlier. Verse 10 says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. This is an exciting verse to me. And I don't know if you may have heard some other minister tell you this, but it's true. When David says, create in me a clean heart, the word that he uses in the Hebrew for create is the same word that's in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Do you get that? David was saying, Lord, use the same creative power to forgive me and to give me a new heart that you used in creation itself. Wow. Use your creative capacity, your creative power that you used at the beginning of the universe and use that to create a clean heart in me. Get this, if you don't get anything else, you'll never get a new heart just by reformation. You'll never get a new heart by reading 5 books on how to clean up your act. You'll never get a new heart by making resolutions every January 1st. You get a new heart when you let God do what only God can do, and that is create in me a clean heart, O Lord. And renew a steadfast spirit within me. I love verse 17 that says this, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. The word despise means to hold into contempt. God will never make fun of somebody coming to him with a broken heart. Now let's be honest, some of you have confessed a sin to somebody in your life and they made fun of you. Oh, little conscience problem, huh? Finally feel convicted. Have you ever had anybody mock you because you confessed a sin? Sure, we all have had that. God will never do that with you. He'll never make fun of you. He'll never mock you. He'll never chastise you. He won't hold your repentance in contempt because a broken and a contrite heart is something that God will not hold in contempt.
Well, we'll conclude this message tomorrow. I'm going to ask you to make a special effort to hear it because I'm going to share a personal story about having to conduct my dad's funeral along with my brother and 2 sisters and something that my mother asked me to share at my dad's funeral. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope. Crosshope.org is our website, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.